Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this Wednesday. A delight to have you all with us. It's the 22nd of May. It's 13 minutes past 9 o'clock, and we have a lot going on this morning, and we're going to tell you all about it. There's breaking news this morning that we have to talk about, where the Justice Department and the House struck a deal over Mueller materials. We have fun drive stuff to talk about, and we have an amazing panel to introduce. Let me do that first while I tell you that if you would like to join us and give us a write to us on any of the issues that we discuss, we welcome you at panel@wamc.org. She wasn't here Monday. She wasn't here Tuesday, which are her normal days because she was busy. But today on Wednesday, we got her. Libby Post, political consultant. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't miss anything. That's good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was good.
But you had a number of successes, right? You had elections, school board elections, and everything passed.
Well, I didn't do any of them, but yes, everything passed. But thanks for the credit anyway.
You're always welcome. I taught you everything you know.
I know you did.
Chris Churchill is here. He's a Times Union columnist and our dear friend. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And Jen Smith, Berkshire Eagle reporter, award-winning, the best there is. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. It's beautiful and sunshiny out, and life is good.
I love these days where it's just brisk, and there's a little breeze, and it's sunny.
My style.
Very nice. It's very springy.
Ideal New England weather.
Yeah, it's very good. You're okay?
I'm happy that it's finally...
Well, that's good.
WAMC's Alan Shartok is here as well. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joseph. It's an extraordinary morning. I want to talk a little bit about the fund drive, but before we do, I want to do a yell out to we have lost one of the premier citizens of the Berkshires, a man named David Germain, who had been our neighbor when we moved to Alford. But when you look and see the kinds of things that he has done, it's just extraordinary. He was a selectman in the town. He was my fire chief. He recruited me into the fire department. That was pretty funny. Wearing my really? Oh yeah, with the hat and the coat.
Did you go?
That stuff is not light.
And they found out that I was a mechanical idiot. They found out that I'm a mechanical idiot. So you can just
crashed the truck, didn't you?
Well, what happened was if a fire call came in Alford, Massachusetts, very small, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was no traffic on the road, I was forbidden to touch the machinery at all. They would put me way down on the road, quote, directing traffic.
It's very important.
Did they at least give you a reflective jacket?
It was quite a jacket. Yeah.
And a cool sticker for the back of your car.
So he was the head of the fire department.
No tickets.
He was a selectman. He was the road guy. He was in charge of all the roads.
Superintendent of the roads.
He was in charge of all of the roads. There is nothing that this guy didn't do, and he was the quietest, most non-assuming, non-belligerent man anybody had ever met in their entire life. So I loved him. He got to be a great grandfather, and I can just say he will be sorely missed. So I wanted to just say something about David Germain because he's representative of what of the quiet people who run things in our towns and our villages and who get. And demand no credit for it at all.
There are many among us like that.
There are.
It's great.
There are. That's so important to know. Okay. So in addition, Joe, we have some news about how we're doing in the fund drive.
Correct. So we are at $270,217 in the lockbox. Now, you will recall we're going to get $500,000 halfway through the overall total, $500,000 in the lockbox by the time we start on June 3rd, which is only, I think, 10 days away.
Yes, sir.
Now, so that means that we have $30,000 to get to the $300,000 point. Actually, $29,000, and so we would like to. We need to get to that point this morning.
So that was 29 people at $100. Is that right?
No, 290.
290 people at $100. Now, 500,000 people listen to WAMC every month, and I'm just doing a call out to say if you appreciate what we are all, and that includes you, are doing, then I want everybody to just say we can make this. The whoosh factor is in. If we can get to the $300,000 mark, we can't be stopped on our way to $500,000, which will be halfway in the drive, and then we can clean it all up in a day or maybe a day in a morning at very most, and we can be back to our news and everything else that we're doing. And so we hope that you'll listen, that you are listening, and that you will do everything you can to make this whole experiment what it is. And so, please, everybody, let's just do it now.
All right.
Do we have anything to give out?
Yes, we do. So yesterday we had pairs of lawn tickets to both the orchestra and or ballet at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. So your choice.
And they went like crazy, and we have a few left.
That's right. So we have half of them are left. So we went through half of them yesterday. We'll probably go through half of them today. So if you want them, today's the day to get them because they won't be available any other time. This is the only thing that it excludes is the gala for the ballet as well as the film nights for the orchestra. Otherwise, boom, you're
in. And we're talking about probably the best ballet troupe in the United States. And we're talking about, one of the great, great orchestras, probably just right
on top.
They
said one of the top five is all they said.
Well, they say it. You could say top five. I say it. In my opinion, and what do I know about this stuff, they're the second greatest orchestra in America.
Well, so if you want tickets to Saratoga Performing Arts Center, you get lawn tickets, $100, and you need to get them now. Now, on top of that, I hand this to you, sir.
Our
chief. I was going to say overlord, but I didn't say that.
Okay. So we have just you've just handed me this, Kathy.
So you make it official.
Thank you, Kathy from New Hartford said, "Hey, I love what you guys are doing. Let me put $2,000 into this as a challenge. I'll give you $2,000. That's a lot of money. Try to put 2020s into your wallet. Very hard. And if you get to the $300,000 mark, I'll give you an additional $2,000. It won't be easy, folks, but we can do it. I know we can, and we've done it before." Joe, over to you.
WAMC.org is where you can do it online. WAMC.org. If you choose to do it through an older method, a telephone, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We have wonderful staff members who are at their desk. They're ready. They're going, and they're ready to take your calls. We need to make $29,000 before. Basically, the easiest part of this is that we need to get to $300,000. And if you think about it, I mean, yesterday we were trying to get to $250. Now we're at $270. So we're going toward the goal in the right direction, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Coming on fast. Now, Joe, just to keep the narrative straight here, or let everybody know that if they don't want to go to Saratoga, or if they don't want to go to SPAC, what they can do is either not ask for a premium, or if you want a premium, you can have the socks, for example. You can have Chartok socks. Do you have those yet, Chris?
No.
I have to get you a pair.
Those sound good.
Yeah, they're good. You walk around, and Alan is at your feet at all times.
They're yellow. They're yellow. They're bright yellow and black. They look great.
Uh-huh.
I like them. Warmer.
Yeah, they are Bruins colors.
Yeah.
Are they a warmer sock, or is it?
It's like a dress sock.
Oh, a dress sock.
Yeah, I wore them out the other night.
Did you?
At an event, yeah.
At the event you were on it at?
Well, no, I didn't wear them at that
was
event.
Was it a Bruins game?
No, I wore them at a different event. No, and everybody said, and you can't see Alan unless you take off your shoe. So I took off my shoe so you could see.
He's on the top.
Well, with your pants and everything, you got to take the shoe off to get the full effect.
I'm walking the floor over.
He's in the bottom
you.
Of the. Bottom
yeah.
of the
yeah. Well, no, it isn't like that, but it's
so
better.
You're stepping
than that.
On them every time you.
You could have those. Well, you could have anything else on the list. But the point is, right now, in order to get that extra $2,000, and in order to get where we're going, which is the most important thing, forget about everything else. It's your station. It's our station. We've all made it together. Let's make this happen. And we'll keep you up to date, won't we, Joe?
Indeed. In fact, as of right this very moment, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. This is just to give you an idea of where we are at the start of all of this. But we need $29,533. So there you go. So we have a long way to go. We have about an hour and 10 minutes to do it in. So please, please, please do what you can do. That's 70 minutes. And we can make it so. But we need you. You get the tickets to SPAC if you would like them. $100 pledge, please. You can be more generous than that if you'd like to go to both the orchestra and the ballet. If you'd like to go to the orchestra and ballet several times. If you'd like to give tickets to someone in your life to commemorate something, that's a lovely gift as well. 1-800-323-9262.
Right.
And as Alan is fond of mentioning, and it should be mentioned, don't forget you can also do this over time. You can, if you want to do
so
it.
Much down, so much week.
That's right. If you want to. If you want to do it. Pay every month, right? Sustaining, so by a month or every week or whatever you want to do, we can do that. We can work out a deal with you. All right, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. All right, so let's go to the news of the day and what is happening. Let's talk about the Justice Department and the House Intelligence. This is a breaking story that just broke about. Less than a half hour ago, the House Intelligence Committee will not enforce a subpoena against Attorney General William Barr as planned today after the Justice Department agreed at the 11th hour to reduce the redacted material and underlying information from the special counsel's report that the panel sought, albeit more slowly than it had wanted. Representative Adam Schiff, the committee's chairman, announced the deal in a statement this morning. He warned that the subpoena, quote, will remain in effect and will be enforced should the department fail to comply with the full document request.
And Joe, the devil is in the details. The real question to me is when they say, we won't give you all, but we'll give you more.
Yeah.
That can make me deeply worried, because obviously the first thing they're going to give you is what you don't need as opposed to what you do need.
Well, they say they're going to give the redacted material.
Oh, they are.
So the stuff.
Okay.
It's for the redacted material and the underlying information from the special counsel's report. Schiff said he expects the initial production of providing the committee with 12 categories of counterintelligence and foreign intelligence material from the Mueller probe of election interference by Russia would be, they say, completed by the end of the week.
So what's going on? What's really going on here? I see Chris sternly looking at me. He doesn't know what's coming out of my mouth, and he's about to pounce. However, I will say that if I'm Barr, I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about the fact that I'm going to be subpoenaed and maybe censured or maybe any of the other things that the House can do. I got a law license to protect. This is the apex of my career. I'd love to know what the traffic between the White House and Barr is at this moment.
Pounce, Chris.
I don't have anything pounce-worthy. I don't know. I mean, this. I haven't been able to read up on this all that much because we've been sitting in this in this box for the last half hour.
But
palatial.
I think it's if you look at the bigger picture. I mean, you've just got this back and forth flurry of materials, of subpoenas, of all of these things, and you still have to wonder and ask what is the means to. Or what is the end to these means of?
Or what is the point?
Yeah,
another question?
There's at least a half a dozen people who now I think from Barr to McGahn who could potentially be held in contempt. Nancy Pelosi likes to use the word obstruction, so I wonder what will happen there. And simultaneously, you have these current. Meetings right now with the House Democrats behind closed doors. We don't know what's going on right there, and we have some important meetings on tap for today. So who's going to make what move?
Well, today? What? If the tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, we all know what happens. It doesn't matter. The fact that you avoid having to go up to the Hill to testify on national television. Mm-hmm. But you're able to just send some documents. Makes a big difference. It's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now let's say they get the documents. And let's say there's all kinds of stuff there, which I expect there's going to be, that demands further follow-up, that they want to ask questions about. They're not going to be able to do that if, in fact, the only thing that they're that the White House and Barr are willing to do is to give you a certain amount of information. So we have a whole bunch of guys who have been called up to the Hill who are not going because the president disgracefully told them that they don't have to.
And this is moving at a snail's pace. So what's going to happen in a timely, meaningful fashion with all of this? You know, it's taken this they keep giving leeway for these making these records requests, then they keep extending the deadline. So even if you look at the materials, you formulate some sort of, you know, measure stance that says this brings to new light new evidence of XYZ, but what else are you going to be able to do in a timely, sensible, meaningful fashion?
Well, and it really does also enter into this whole question which we are watching today about Nancy Pelosi versus the more aggressive part of the Democratic Party. Pelosi knows, and I'm getting a certain amount of mail myself, and I think she's right, that the way to do this is to beat him at the polls. If you're going to do it, beat him at the polls. And don't have a impeachment process which is going to end up in the United States Senate and not go anywhere.
And it'll just rile up his base. He'll use it in the 2020 elections. The reasons why we had the blue wave in 2018 was because of Trump. There's no two ways about it.
I agree.
That's going to be there all the time. And the grassroots organizing is continuing. But the Democrats won on talking about issues, talking about health care, talking about the economy, talking about things that matter to people's lives. That's how they won. And so they really need to stay the course.
But isn't I gotta take a break. But so we'll take a break. Just a reminder, the lockbox is open. We need you desperately. We have 28,000 to go. 1-800-323-9262. $100 pledge for the Saratoga Performing Arts Center undated lawn tickets for the ballet or the orchestra. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, Jen Smith, Chris Churchill, and Libby Post make up the panel. We'll get back to the discussion in just a moment. A reminder, the lockbox is open. We started needing $30,000 this morning. We are down now to in the 27,000s, 27,900. And all of this is to get us to the $300,000 point in the lockbox. You will remember we need to get to the halfway point in the lockbox, $500,000 by the time we start the fund drive in about 10 days, which is Monday, June 3rd. Now, you have an opportunity right now because yesterday we started giving away the tickets for the Saratoga Performing Arts Center and they are more than halfway gone. So if you want them, that was just from yesterday morning. So if you want them, today's the day to do it. It's last call in these. 1-800-323-926, do a $100 pledge, and you get your choice. You get a pair of undated lawn tickets to either the orchestra or the ballet. You can use them for either. If you want to go once to the orchestra, one for the ballet, you can. You have two tickets. You'll just be by yourself. That's all.
You'll be undated.
That's right. You'll be undated. Or you can get another pair if you want to do both. So that's how that works. 1-800-323-9262. On top of all that, we have a challenge from Kathy from New Hartford. A $2,000 challenge, which would be very, very helpful in helping us get hopefully what will be the end of this under about 198 to go in the entire halfway point in the lockbox. But we don't want to put the cart before the horse because we still have $27,948 to make.
270 of you approximately.
Correct, sir.
Right. And so, look, everybody, we all made it together. If we go down, we go down. And the other thing is, if you want to put more money into the challenge, you go ahead and do it. Somebody says,
"Where are we to stop you?"
You know, you've got $10,000 or $5,000 or whatever you want to do to make this happen. There are some people who can do it. Gina writes a letter. Impeach and beat him at the polls. We can do both. No, you can't. Because
it's not going to happen.
Well, anyway, thanks, Gina. I understand how passionate you are about this. This is a passionate subject. People really are very upset with this president, appropriately so. but you got to keep your eye on the prize. And I think Nancy Pelosi knows what she's doing. I do. In any case, Phyllis says, instead of having every Democrat running for president, including some senators, shouldn't the Democrats concentrate on regaining the Senate? Nothing will get done until the turtle is not in charge. Yeah, the turtle, I think, is
Mitch.
Mitch McConnell. Okay, so
what's wrong with turtles?
So everybody, listen. That's
Mitch
right.
Doesn't mean to turtles.
Yeah, I like turtles. Why is a turtle an insult? I think I'd be happy to be called.
You
a turtle.
Were right before break. You were going to make a point.
Well, yeah. I was just Libby was saying that the Democrats do better when they focus on issues instead of impeachment, and yeah. I think that's the problem with that argument. I agree generally, but I think you could also say that they're not doing that now with the 20-something different investigations. That they're, you know, I mean, if they want to focus on issues, they kind of have to focus on issues. And
well, but
in
they're
certain
not...
respects, it's more intellectually honest to just go ahead with impeachment rather than just this blizzard of investigations.
They're doing their investigations and they're doing their work as legislators. They are trying to do some.
You're saying they can chew gum and
yes, and walk and chew gum at the same time.
I'm not sure that they can actually.
So they're doing their investigation.
I'm not so sure that they should.
Right.
Look they at some are, of those forest speeches. Yeah, it's hard to believe that they can. Yeah.
But then,
put a foot
and
in
they're
front
trying
other,
to do
right.
some substantive, work on real issues. The issues come into play in the campaigns.
Look,
but they become.
They took the House of Representatives, and we know how they took it. They took it, yeah, people cared about their health care and all the rest of it, but they took it because people despise this man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And you see the Pennsylvania polling and you see the Michigan polling. This guy is extremely unpopular right now. What you need to do is beat him at the polls so that he can't turn around and say rigged election or anything
I'm not
like
sure that's
that.
Entirely true. I mean, I think that's partly true. I think that plays into the despising of Trump played into districts like the Delgado district and races like that. But there were a lot of races, a lot of places where they won where, you know, they're kind of mildly red.
Where the purple Democrats won.
Right. I mean, and I think in a lot of those races in particular, the Trump was certainly a factor, but I think focusing on things that people cared about was a greater factor.
Could be. I think this guy is a total embarrassment. Every day you watch it on MSNBC, you watch it on CNN, and increasingly you watch it on Fox, and you get the president tweeting out what's wrong with Fox these days. So that is an indication
that's
that it's
really interesting.
Beginning to hurt.
Yeah.
But you know,
but my point
I'm
is just that if you bury him in a blizzard of investigations, you're kind of playing into his victimization argument, right? Where I mean, what's wrong with having 2 or 3 investigations? Why do we need 20-something investigations?
This SOB needs to be investigated for everything that he has done. That is,
isn't that what Mueller did? I mean, Mueller looked pretty.
Mueller knew he was going to get fired. He was walking a tightrope, and he had to be very careful about the way that he did it. But he did it carefully, and he sent it over to the Southern District, which is also under the control of, under the control of the Justice Department.
I guess the point I'm making is, it looks bad when it looks like you're not interested in actually governing, and I think that might be the view that most Americans are getting.
But
right
I think there's also challenges to that. So, you know, right now, today, pretty much, you've got the Congress is supposed to be talking about the infrastructure bill, but then you have the president saying, well, before you get to infrastructure, you have to pass the Canada-Mexico trade agreement, and you need to do that before you do infrastructure. That's literally holding up fixing our roads and bridges because the president says, no, I want to steer the topic in this direction. So, I mean, there's problems there even beyond the investigations is where as soon as issues are begun are being focused on, he makes another issue a priority, and so then becomes embattled. Well,
this is all very important, but we're not making any money. Okay, so let me just quickly give out the phone number because we're still at the same point we were before.
Oh, no.
We're at
my heart, my palpitations.
1-800-323-9262. And then I promise I'll let you speak, Chris. 1-800-323-9262. $100 pledge for a pair of Monday to the Lawn tickets to SPAC for the Philadelphia Orchestra, the New York City Ballet. We only have a few left. If you want them before they're gone, you have to do it now. 1-800-323-9262. Not only that, but if we make the $27,800 before 10:30, which is 50 minutes from now, we will get a $2,000 challenge from Kathy from New Hartford, and we desperately need that as well. Think of how much $2,000 is. 1-800-323-9262.
And think, if we can get to the $300,000 mark today, we can't be stopped. And so this is really the linchpin of the whole Lockbox campaign, and I hope you will be with us because we all need to be together.
It's the linchpin, so basically what we're saying is don't screw it up. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So $27,800 is what we need. Everybody on a phone can do it. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. You get the tickets. They're going fast and furious. $100 pledge for a pair of undated lawn tickets to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Undated lawn for the ballet or the orchestra, the only exclusions being the ballet gala and the two movie nights for the orchestra. Chris Churchill, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, Trump is an impediment, going to back to what Jen was talking about. He is an impediment to getting things done, but all you can do is pass things and put them on his desk, you know, mm-hmm. or at least pass them in the House and see where it goes in the Senate. At least that way you appear to want to actually get things done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I get what you're saying, and I agree with it on some level, but I also think there's something to be said for protecting the democracy and protecting the Constitution, and that's what the House is trying to do with all these investigations.
No, the investigations are appropriate.
Yes, there's no two ways about.
I don't know about
the
that.
Wait, let me finish. Okay,
yeah.
I think there's no two ways about the fact that this man is undermining the constitutional integrity of our republic. There's just no, and our democracy. There's just no two ways about it. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He flouts every rule that anyone that's ever been,
and
you
certainly
know,
every
set.
Norm.
Right, and every norm and how one is supposed to deal and be presidential. And so from my mind, and I think a lot of people think this way, protecting the democracy is part of Congress's job.
It is, and I don't disagree with that. But what like I said, you know, three investigations would do the trick. When you just do a blizzard of investigations, 22 or and counting separate investigations, the impression you give, rightly, is that you're just trying to stop the government
okay,
from
wait,
functioning.
Wait. Okay, so
Alan
so
wants to be called on. Hold
no,
on.
I refuse to call on Alan. Jen?
I raised my hand because we got a note saying we're talking over each other again, and we don't want to do that. Okay, but it's animated, and I like that. But are you sure, Chris, if Willie Sutton robs 50 banks, right, in 50 states, are you telling me there shouldn't be 50 investigations? This guy keeps breaking the law, as far as I can see.
And the more the investigations, the more he's off his game.
The more the investigations, the more likely he is to be reelected. I think
I don't think that's right. And I don't think there's any indication in the polling that that's happening. In fact, it's quite the other way around.
But if you look at the polling, the things that Americans are concerned about and care about, you know, Russia and all the investigations are dead last. I mean,
he was
elected with everybody knowing what his character was and that he was basically a scoundrel, and people voted for him anyways. I mean, to a degree, this is all kind of like built into the cake, you know?
Well, I think that your scoundrel scale is a little bit wrong. I mean, in other words, I think that we knew something about him. We knew about women and where he touched them and all the rest of that stuff. But now it's daily, and it's daily, and everybody gets it, and it's much worse, and he's an embarrassment to an awful lot of people. I don't care about anybody. I'm interested in Scarsdale. I'm interested in whether or not the women's vote in this country have solidified, because an awful lot of women voted for this guy in the beginning, and I don't think they will again.
I think you'll see
they didn't in the congressional elections, and I think that's what made the big difference. They you know, men and women really are different in terms of their approaches. I happen to be, you know, I mean, I think if women were really running this country, it would be a lot. We would be a
we'd
lot better,
better
off.
Off but
we would be
the bans, the abortion bans. Are galvanizing women across the country.
That's right.
And I think,
and he knows it.
And he knows it, and he's saying he's a pro-life president now all of a sudden because he used to be pro-choice. And he supports these bands. And that's really going to...
No, he supports what Reagan supported. That's well, what he said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's
saying.
Not saying... He didn't call Kay Ivey and say, oh, don't sign the bill. You know, and the next day she put somebody to death. You know, they only care about life when it's in the
womb.
That's
the governor, yeah.
Right. After that, it's everything's up for grabs. So I do think that women... Yes, there were some women who voted for him, and it was very unfortunate. And I think that there will be women who vote for him again. But I think that the independent women, the women who are concerned with civility, the women who want to see something good happen will be voting for the Democrat.
We need to make $26,500. $26,500.
I'm really worried. I really am really worried.
As you should be, sir.
Is this the end of WMC?
45 minutes. 45 minutes is how much we have.
The last show right here?
Well.
We should going out on top.
1-800-323-9266.
Hey, Chris, there'll always be a job for you here.
are you not getting newspapers?
What'd you say? Well, no, yes.
No,
no,
yes.
There's a whole bit of new data. You know, a lot of people are saying that it's all over for newspapers.
Oh, you listened to the New York Times yesterday?
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a buyout going on at his newspaper now for the next round.
Oh, is
it?
Hey, at the Times Union?
Anna Quinlan stuck up for us the other day.
I heard her, but she also said it's over.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be too depressed to speak for the rest of this.
Okay, so here's the number. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. To Alan's point, could this be the end? Well,
yeah.
We need $26,000. We only have 45 minutes to do it in, so we need you. We have $100 tickets, $100 pledge. We'll get you a pair of Monday at Lawn tickets to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center for either the ballet or the orchestra, the New York City Ballet, the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. 1-800-323-9262, or you can do it online, wamc.org.
Or you could get the socks.
Or
the Allen
get,
socks.
You could get... That's right. Or you can get the socks. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Desperation creeping into our voices as we realize what a tall task this is to make $26,000 in 45 minutes. But we
can do it.
We trust you.
We can do it.
1-800-323-9262. We will be right back.
Fire Island.
All right, $25,900 to go in our mini sprint here to get to the $300,000 point in the lockbox, $300,000 in the lockbox, if we can make $25,000. Right now it's $25,868. So 1-800-323-9262. And you get the tickets, and we have a challenge from Kathy from New Hartford, $2,000 that we get if we make this. This is all to get to the $30,000 point, the $300,000 point in the lockbox.
You really have to do this now.
Fund drive begins June 3rd, and we need to be halfway in the lockbox. If you want to drive, that's short and sweet and get you back to regular programming.
And when you say regular programming, it sounds, you know, so pat, but regular programming today means, you know, a huge, huge thing. You don't want to miss a moment on WAMC. And yet, what are the choices? What are the choices? Either we have to have a fun drive or we don't. Do you want me to read the letters?
Yeah, let me just give the number again, 1-800-323-9262, and also WAMC.org, and know that we have $25,400 to go, and we can do this, but we really, 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 really need to get going if we have a shot in hell.
So we have, thank you, Joe, that's exactly right. So we heard from Kevin, who says, panel comments on impeachment. I just heard your panel's inane, he says inane, comments against impeachment. This is a constitutional crisis. We can't afford to wait for an electoral remedy. The House has an obligation to defend our democracy. Trump has committed a laundry list of impeachable offenses, regardless of whether or not the Senate convicts. If Trump is not impeached, it gives a green light to corruption as bad or worse in the future. And if Pelosi does nothing to hold him accountable, she will make Dems look weak and pathetic, which will not help him in 2020. I get what you wrote, Kevin, but it's the word inane. We can do without that. You know what I mean? Thank you for that. Huh. There's a case for the Chartok twins. Eric wrote, impeachment. Hi, panel. I've been a don't scratch the scab, it will bleed follower up until now. I'm starting to think the scab is a lesion and not a scab, and more serious surgery is required.
Ick?
Ew.
Dak.
Close, but not there yet. I don't think we know what we'll find when we get into surgery. Thanks from Eric. Eric is a phenomenal director of plays.
Of medicine.
I was
going to
say, please say medicine.
soon to be the goat.
Yes.
Soon to be Edward Albee's the goat.
Yes. Comment from Tom. Chris Churchill thinks that Democrats in Congress cannot project an image to the voters of a legislative body not interested in governing, only interested in investigating. I ask this question. Has there ever been a president who has had less interest, parenthesis, and less understanding in governing? Has the American voter by now noticed as much? I believe the number one issue in the 2020 election should be presidential performance. We are not a better country today than we were when President Obama left office, and that is the what we should be holding President Trump accountable for in 2020. And that's Tom from the beautiful hamlet of Catskill.
I mean, I agree with the nature of the letter, but that would make more sense if the president's approval rating was at like 18%, but it's not.
Well, but it is not anything like a majority. Well,
even if what he says is accurate and that the president isn't interested in governing, that doesn't mean that the Democrats in Congress shouldn't be interested in governing. You know what I mean? What you do is you make the case that he hasn't done anything, and you make the case that you will do things.
Well, it's Chris. Here's the point: it's really not either or, right? Speaking of which, I saw a picture of Quentin Tarantino in the paper today.
Here we go.
And he looks. He was reminding me of somebody famous around here. But I
how about Quentin Tarantino? Did he remind you of Quentin Tarantino?
No.
I don't know where this is going, but I do know where it's going.
I hope when you send in your pledge, you'll tell us who you think.
But I will say that when Alan posed this question to me, I didn't get it right. But when he gave me the answer, I thought, oh wow, you're it's really quite scary.
It's up to everybody.
All right. So
okay. All right. Let's go
$24,000, Alan.
That's not enough. We got to move. Move, everybody. $5, $100, $1,000. Hey.
No, that's how much is left. $24,000 left.
I know. Yeah. And it's my kishkas that are getting upset here.
Kishkas. Well, yeah. I think everybody should.
Kishkas and spilkas.
Right. Make a contribution in honor of Merrick Garland, since he's going to be the judge that's going to determine whether or not the appeal for Trump's tax returns is going to go forward. He's the chief judge there.
It'll be him
in the
before
district.
The Supreme Court.
Yeah, it'll be him before the Supreme Court.
And Eileen says impeachment. I understand your point about elections turning things around. However, I think we need some show of reaction to the things this president has done. And doesn't impeachment do this in some way? And two question marks. When Clinton lied, the people were satisfied with impeachment. When Trump lies repeatedly and represents our country in such a horrific way, where is our reaction? Waiting to vote him out seems like too little and too late. And of course, he may win again. And that's from Eileen.
The House can impeach, but the Senate has to do a jury and a case and convict. And they're not going to do that.
That's right.
Even if they were, it would take over a year to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
Right. It's just, and it was a different calculus.
Do I understand why we're getting these letters? I do. I mean, I'm as inflamed as everybody else is about Trump's behavior and how bad an actor he is. And so, by the way, is Nancy Pelosi. You may all remember that I was not a huge Nancy Pelosi fan when the great leadership battle was taking place. But I have to tell you, my respect for her is unrivaled now. I think she just knows what she's doing.
Yep.
And she's right about it, the whole thing. And we've heard from Kathleen, impeachment, not yet. I agree strongly with Alan. The dam is weakening. The judges are on the side of fairness and justice. For instance, a judge recently ruled at light speed that Trump's accountant must turn over the financial records. This will be appealed, but the courts will rule against Trump. So the Democrats should use civil and inherent contempt, not impeachment. An impeachment inquiry will not get Trump's lackeys to testify. They will just ignore it and make the Democrats look foolish. And that's Kathleen in Ellington. Kathleen, first of all, thank you for, you know, the support. But I think there may be something else here. And that is, I think the lackeys will have to testify. I think the fact that they're beginning to crack and the bar material is now coming to, you know, to the House, indicates that they're worried and that nobody wants. Look, if Trump becomes a dictator, hey, it's all bets are off. But in the meantime, we do have a constitutional system, and they know it, and they've got law licenses to protect and all the rest of it. I think you just got to keep on, as Pete would say, you got to keep on keeping on.
I'm surprised that Don McGahn, you know, capitulated to the president. He might end up with major financial fines because of this.
And losing a law license.
Right, and losing his license. Okay. You know, I mean, there's all. Why? Why would anybody stand up for this man and risk their livelihood for him because he wouldn't do it for them?
You had to listen to Michael Cohen to understand that.
Right, right.
Okay, Chris, you were looking at me strangely. Is there...
No, I'm just, Chris just looking at you as I always look at you.
Chris is going...
Leave for Chris alone.
Strange. It's not strange. I look at you like this all the time.
Chris is growing a really nice, full, brown beard. And he's looking...
Well, I wish
more...
it was entirely brown. It's yes. got a kind
of
gray
more
and
more
red and all that.
Yeah.
Got
a glint. Yeah.
Sweet. He's looking
it's a little
more...
too grizzled for my taste, but that's okay.
He's looking more and more like Grizzly Adams.
See, that's... Yeah.
Kevin Wright.
It's part of the not being gray, you know what I mean? The alternative of having no beard, no hair means, you know,
yeah,
you're done.
Oh, but I see.
Kevin writes to us.
Very uplifting message.
You know. Yeah, you're done.
All right, one more, and then we got to go to news.
Okay, Kevin writes, fatigue. The ongoing Trump slog is like a slow, no-score baseball game, or even worse, golf on TV. A good many Americans and our, quote, leaders in Congress have already moved to hockey-like contact sports, racial attacks, attacks on well-established law, and attacks on our future environment and national budget. While the cats are away, the mice will play. And that's from Kevin.
$23,900 to go. We only have 30 minutes to do it in. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We'll be right back after this break.
Support for WAMC.
All right, all you have to do is jump to help us. $23,000 is what we have left. 1-800-323-9262. Now, this word from Dr. Alan Chartok.
Well, thank you. I had a bad dream last night. I really did. I want to share it with all of you, and that is I was dreaming that I hadn't ever written my doctoral dissertation real time, and that I knew that everybody was calling me doctor, but I hadn't written the doctoral dissertation. Boy, it was a real dream, and I woke up and said, boy, am I glad that was a dream. Anyway, $1,000, I only said
that. Is that like being naked in front of the class and not doing your homework?
Yeah, sort of is, right. Yeah. Okay, we got a wonderful...
Those two things seem very different to me.
Just saying.
We've gotten here a wonderful $1,000 challenge from the King and Queen of Eight in Niskayuna. They say, AK, we'll add $1,000 to the challenge. We want to help. Let everybody else do what they can. Let everybody else get to the phone or do it at WAMC.org and put something in. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been around for a long time. I can tell you, it can be done. It can be done right now if everybody just decides in one great, bright, prescient moment to do what they need to do. And
one
that
fell
is
swoop.
Get Did you say something to me?
In one fell swoop.
Oh, in one fell swoop. Yes. So everybody has to. has to get going, and please, everybody, let's go.
So that means we have $3,000 on the table that we lose if we don't make the challenge. Am I right on that?
You have a way with words.
Okay.
Okay.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Let's just for a moment before we get back to the conversation tell you what's at stake here. First of all, you will remember we have a $1 million goal for our fund drive. The fund drive begins June 3rd. Of that $1 million, we need to make half of it if we're going to have a reasonably short fund drive so that you can get you back to regular programming. We need to get $500,000 of that money in the lockbox. We are currently, as of this very moment and latest calculation, we are $23,000 away or $22,000 away from the $300,000 point, so almost a third of the way in the lockbox. But we need your help. We have $3,000 challenge on the table. Also, we have the tickets to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. $100 pledge will get you the undated lawn tickets for either the Philadelphia, or you can use them for the Philadelphia Orchestra or the New York City Ballet. 1-800-323-9262, or of course, wamc.org. Am I forgetting anything, Alan?
Yes, you are. No, you're. It's not that you're forgetting everything. You can't say everything, but here's the deal. We do hear from a lot of people who tell us that we should do more in classical music. And yet, when we offer these wonderful classical music tickets to the one of the top orchestras in America, the Philadelphia Symphony. We're not hearing. You would think in 5 seconds every phone would ring, again and again and again. But no, it's not happening. So I think classical music, unfortunately, may be dying. We are in fact putting every single thing we can into playing every Tanglewood concert. Every single Tanglewood concert is played by this radio station. Now we have this wonderful offer from our great friends at SPAC who are saying, let us help you, Alan, because we're all in this community together. So, folks, if you believe in classical music, if you believe in WAMC, if you want to have what you're having, you know, when Andrew Cuomo would come on in the old days. Remember when he used to come on? He doesn't do that anymore.
We're 2 weeks
like
ago.
A month ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a month ago. Yeah.
We're not sure what that's all about. Nevertheless, when he used to come on, he would, you know, people would call and say, I'm going to miss my panel. I don't want to hear this guy talking for half an hour.
Maybe it's comments like that. The reason he's not coming on anymore.
Well, he didn't know it.
Yeah, okay.
We kept that from him.
We weren't forwarding the notes to him.
But who will tell the children? So, but the point is, if you love this radio station and everything that it does, from the Tanglewood concerts to the classical shows to the information that you're getting today and joining in the conversation, I got a fistful of letters here. This is really a time. Don't break our hearts. Let's all make this together. Or as Pete would say, keep on keeping on.
1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. Let's go to the letters, then we'll move on to other stuff.
Okay. Paul writes, please explain your thinking that the Democrat House should bring much-needed proposals, which will never pass in the Senate. However, you argue that it's a non-starter when it comes to impeachment, which the Senate will in all probability not vote to convict. Seems illogical to me. No, I think my position is logical. I do. I believe that what's happening here is that people have great passion. They want to do something, but they're not thinking straight. Thinking straight is put all your resources into beating the guy in the election, and you're going to do it anyway. And by the way, even if you move to impeach, it won't happen before the election. That's not going to happen. Stewart says, Don McGahn may have a plan. I think Don McGahn may have a plan. Whoa, children's book there.
Uh-huh.
Don McGahn had a plan.
Dr. Seuss.
I think he may intend to testify. He wants to appear to be as reluctant as possible. He will wait until a court orders him to testify, and then he will reluctantly give up the minimum. Give us the minimum. This way, he attempts to stand up for Trump and the right-wing nuts, parenthesis, future clients of the right-wing law firm, of his right-wing law firm, and give the House the absolute minimum to avoid perjury, contempt, etc., and that's Stewart from Newburgh. And then Don says, legislation and impeachment inquiry, please talk about the legislation that the House has passed recently that will emphasize that the House can talk and chew gum. From a first-time writer, Don in Poughkeepsie. Well, of course, there are a number of things that the House is doing and passing, again, without the help of the Senate. For example, the question as to whether Trump should give up his information is happening in New York. And there's a question as to where that's all going. Anybody else have anything on this? Because I sure don't. No, okay. And then we heard from Andre, who says, good morning, folks. President Bill Clinton was held in contempt of court for lying under oath and obstructing justice. He was sanctioned and lost his license to practice law. He was impeached by the House of Representatives on those two charges, although not convicted in the Senate. The historical record of his presidency will focus primarily on the impeachment. Not true. In fact, he left office one of the most popular, if not the most popular,
right,
president in history.
That's right.
So I don't believe that for a second. May the same befall Donald Trump, says Andre. And Diane says, Trump, good morning, panel. Trump, Barr, Rosenstein, and others are daily breaking the law by refusing to comply with the subpoenas, etc. The Republicans are systematically tearing our country down and destroying our democracy, thinking that a Democrat is going to be elected in 2020 is not guaranteed. And if the Dems don't act now, we could end up with those lawbreakers for another 5 years. Congress needs to act now. We are very frightened. I get that, Diane. I do get how frightened you are, because so am I. But I don't think, but I think that there's an argument to be made that if you move on impeachment, you will give him something to run on, and that he, in fact, will claim that the whole thing has been rigged. Roger says, impeach now. It is ironic that the Republican Representative Justin Amash of Michigan broke ranks to state the obvious. President Trump has committed very much publicly on Twitter numerous impeachable offenses. Congress has constitutional obligations with so many shoes just waiting to drop, including Deutsche Bank records on Trump and Kolschar that were and Kushner that were flagged as highly irregular and disregarded, and continued refusal by key players to testify before Congress under fig leaf of executive privilege, a continuation of obstruction of justice. Despite his great flaws, at least President Nixon was largely rational and capable of governing. Our current president, unlike Nixon, is totally irrational, unpredictable, incapable of governing, and extremely dangerous, and should be impeached sooner rather than later. We heard from Phyllis, who said, instead of having every Democrat running for president, including some senators, shouldn't the Democrats concentrate on regaining the Senate? Nothing will get done, we said, until the turtles and shot.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, we said that. Yeah. We said one already. But there is a point of this letter. A lot of the people who should be running for Senate, and they're having trouble recruiting good candidates to run for Senate, are running for president instead, and they have no chance of getting there. So that is really an extraordinary.
Who would be an example of that? Beto? Somebody like Beto?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Beto might win, but he didn't win when he had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Beto last night. I was disappointed. I really was.
Yeah.
And by the way, his numbers have gone way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's tanking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really tanking.
He's tanking. You're going to see a lot of these people move
right.
away.
Right.
You know.
Right. Brucey says they must impeach. What may be obvious to us in the Mueller report is not obvious to regular voters who are busy living their lives. The Dems must expose Trump's corruption and lawlessness. If they don't, they look weak. He looks righteous. An unimpeached Trump, by the way, will simply say, look, even the Democrats couldn't impeach me. And if they do, he'll say something else. So, I'm not convinced. I think Pelosi's right. I'm sticking with her.
All right. $21,000 to go, 1-800-323-9262.
We only have 12 minutes to do that.
That is correct.
12 minutes to do that.
Less than that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to let's see where we want to go. We can either talk about, we sort of talked about the tax returns already, didn't we? So let's go to Iran and the tensions there. Trump officials briefed a divided Congress on escalating tensions with Iran. Lawmakers were sharply divided Tuesday over whether Iran poses an imminent threat to U.S. interest or Trump administration, or the Trump administration is exaggerating intelligence to lay the groundwork for war. Top administration officials briefed the House and Senate in two closed-door sessions for all members, presenting evidence that Iran may be poised to attack U.S. military and diplomatic personnel in the Middle East. But some Democrats said that none of the information showed Iran was appreciably more of a threat now than in the past, and they accused the administration of being ready to attack at the slightest provocation. So what do we do with that news?
Hide under the desk, maybe?
Yeah.
Because that's a great strategy.
Yeah. It works for me.
Yeah. Someone's itching to go to war.
Well, and I mean, that's the thing. I think it's just the whatever is coming out of the U.S. moves right now, it's not moving to amend the issues at hand. It's not looking to actually work with people at all. It's just, you know, it's going to happen our way or no way. And, you know, there are things that, I mean, the circumstances are certainly different, but I also feel like the momentum and sort of the tone of this direction feels a little bit like when we went to war with Iraq.
Yeah, we've seen so many cases where Trump has done something kind of crazy or wanted to do something crazy and his advisors kind of pulled him back from the edge. I think this is one of the rare cases where his advisors are actually the crazy ones. And he's, I actually can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually trust him a lot more on this than
like
people
Bolton.
Like Bolton. I mean, some of them really seem to be jonesing for war. And I think
they really are.
At least Trump, to his credit, has always been kind of a non-interventionist in the Middle East.
Well, on the contrary, Chris, I think Trump started the whole thing with Iran. From the very beginning, this is one of those catcalls to the base. What Hillary might have called the despicable base, but the base in any case. I think that's what he was doing. I think it may have gotten a little out of hand.
I think
what happened the other day, I'm sorry, but I think what happened the other day was it looked like it was getting out of hand. It looked like there was too much impetus towards war, and he reversed himself, and then the next day he reversed himself again, which is his wont.
I just think the base and the American public in general just have no appetite for war. Mm-hmm. So I don't think any of this is playing to the base. If anything, I think it's doing the opposite.
But and I think going back to these advisors who are moving towards this direction, it's a really volatile and increasingly volatile time in Iran too. I mean, if you look at the rial, their currency is not doing good, and they were cruising for a while in their economy, and things are now taking a downturn. And so you add in this language, you add in these measures, it doesn't look good.
I mean, another thing, war with Iran is obviously dangerous and terrifying prospect.
But the Iraqis found out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we've been too willing to kind of engage in these kind of proxy wars with Iran for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, not just under Trump, but under Obama. The war in Yemen is essentially a war with Iran, and that's a dangerous game, too. We've been playing this kind of tiptoeing thing with them for too long. And it's worrying that one misstep could really be kind of catastrophic.
Well, this is an administration that pulled out of the Iran agreement, which would have
stabilized.
So almost a year to the
right,
date.
Right. Mm-hmm. It would stabilize the world in a very real way.
Might have.
Yeah, I think it would have gone a long way to keeping Iran not nuclearizing and having a bomb. But this really stinks of weapons of mass destruction. I'm sorry. It's like the same sort of stuff. The same, you know, Dick Cheney jonesing for a war.
Sketchy intelligence. You
know, except they wanted one. We know they wanted one, Libby. Are we sure?
I think Bolton and Pompeo.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
One.
I'm saying I think the advisors seem like they do want it. I don't think Trump wants it.
By the way, Chris, this guy Trump appointed the advisors. Come on now.
Well, that's the other thing.
They are. No. They're his guys.
Mm-hmm. For as long as they're his guys. And mm-hmm. then he'll fire them when they go too far, which is what he's doing all the time.
No, I don't think so. I think he's got, look, he's like a ventriloquist with the dummy on his lap, pulling the string behind the guy's head. I don't buy for a single second that he's got an uncontrollable group of advisors.
So do you think
they're his guys?
So they're talking war so he can look like the peacemaker?
Well, it could be. It could be. And what's more likely is he started it. As we used to say as kids, you started it.
Right.
He started it. It got a little out of hand. And then he condemned them for going too far. But he started it.
All right. We are just about out of time.
Wait a second. At the end of the football game, right? At the end of the football game, just when it looked like, you know, your team was going to lose, somebody threw a huge bomb downfield.
And Hail Mary, I believe.
Hail Mary. And a football game was won. And how much do we need?
We need a $20,000 Hail Mary.
I think we can have one. I do. I think we can have one because this station is worth $20,000.
Absolutely.
And so,
agreed.
So I think somebody is thinking, okay, Alan, I'm with you. I happen to have an extra $20,000 around. It's deductible from my income tax, isn't it? Isn't there some deduction?
I think it still is.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. If you don't,
so,
as long as you.
So I'm going to throw that right now. I'm going to 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, and I'm going to say, put me down, and we're going to win it. Now here comes the Hail Mary. Okay, let's protect our passer.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Hail Mary us. 1-800-323-9262. To Alan, Jen, Chris, Libby, thank you all very, very much. To everyone who helped out this morning, thank you as well. We'll be back after this short break.